CBP, China tries to keep businesses from knowing products are made with slave labor and solar panels are a big issue. By Ian Hanchett on April 14, 2023. During portions of interviews aired on Friday's broadcast of CNBC's Last Call, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office of Trade Executive Assistant Commissioner Anne-Marie Highsmith and Assistant Port Director for the Port of New York/Newark Edward Fox said that determining whether goods were made with forced labor in China's Xinjiang province has been made difficult by the fact that China's government has taken affirmative steps to obfuscate those supply chains and prevent businesses from learning the conditions under which those products are manufactured, and solar panels are a big issue. Fox said there are about $60 million worth of goods that are currently under investigation for forced labor violations. Highsmith stated, "The Chinese government has taken affirmative steps to obfuscate those supply chains and prevent businesses from learning the conditions under which those products are manufactured." CNBC correspondent Andrea Day said that electronics, apparel, footwear, and textiles top the list of goods halted due to forced labor suspicions, and about a third of the shipments detained have been released. She also stated that the warehouse of detained merchandise she toured for the report had about $20 million worth of solar panels. Fox stated, "Solar panels are a big issue. The polysilicon is sourced out of the Xinjiang region." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.